Om Jnanadhimadannasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
We're continuing with our reading of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 31, Narada Instructs the Prachetas. Today's text is number 10. Kim Janmabis Tripir Veha Kim Janmabis Tripir Veha Shaukra Savrata Savitra Jagnikahi Shaukra Savitra Jagnikahi Karma Pir Va Trai Proktai Karma Pir Va Trai Proktai Pumso Api Vibhuta Yusha Pumso Api Vibhuta Yusha Pumso Api Kim Janma Bistrabir Veha Shaukra Savitra Jatnikahi Karma Girvatrahi Protai Unso Pibutayusha Kim Janma Bistrabir Veha Shaukra Savitra Jagnikahe Karma Kirvatrai Protai Unsopi Viputayusha
Protahi
instructed, Puksaha of a human being, Api, even, Vibhuta of the demigods, Ayusha with a duration of life. Translation. A civilized human being has three kinds of births. The first birth is by a pure father and mother, and this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called Savitra. The third birth, called Jagmika, takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite the opportunities for attaining such births, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The word Shaukra Janma means taking birth by seminal discharge. Animals can take their birth in this way too. However, a human being can be reformed from the Shaukra Janma as recommended in the Vedic civilization. Before the birth takes place, or before father and mother unite, there is a ceremony called Garbhadhana Samskar, which must be adopted. This Garbhadhana Samskar is especially recommended for higher castes, especially the Brahmana caste. It is said in the Shastras that if the Garbhadhana Samskar is not practiced among the higher castes, the entire family becomes Shudra. It is also stated that in this age of Kali, everyone is Shudra due to the absence of the Garbhadhana Samskar. This is the Vedic system. According to the Pancharatrik system, however, even though everyone is a Shudra due to the absence of the Garbhadhana Samskar, if a person has but a little tendency to become Krishna conscious, he should be given the chance to elevate himself to the transcendental platform of devotional service. Our Krishna consciousness movement adopts this Pancharatrik Vidhi as advised by Srila Sanatana Goswami, who says, Yata kanchanatam yati kamsyam rasa vidhanataha tata diksha vidhanina vijatvam jayate nridam. As bell metal, when mixed with mercury, is transformed into gold, a person, even though not golden pure, can be transformed into a brahmana or dvija simply by the initiation process. Hari Bhakti Vilas 2.12. Thus, if one is initiated by a proper person, he can be accepted as twice born immediately. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore offer the student his first initiation and allow him to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly and following the regulative principles, one becomes qualified to be initiated as a Brahmana, because unless one is a qualified Brahmana, he cannot be allowed to worship Lord Vishnu. This is called Jagnika Janma. In our Krishna conscious society, unless one is twice initiated, first by chanting Hare Krishna, and second by the Gayatri Mantra, he is not allowed to enter the kitchen or deity room to execute duties. However, when one is elevated to the platform on which he can worship the deity, his previous birth does not matter. Chandalopi dvija shresto hari bhakti prayanaha hari bhakti vihinascha dvijopi shvapachadamaha. Even if one is born in the family of a chandal, if one engages in the devotional service of the Lord, he becomes the best of brahmanas. But even a brahmana who is devoid of devotional service is on the level of the lowest dog eater. If a person is advanced in devotional service, it does not matter whether he was born in a Chandala family. He becomes purified. As Sri Prahlad Maharaj said, Viprat Vishad Gunayatara Vindanabha Padara Vindavimukach Shwapachambarishtam from Bhagavatam 7th Canto. Even if one is a Brahmana and is qualified with all the brahminical qualifications, he is considered degraded if he is averse to worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if a person is attached to the service of the Lord, he becomes glorified even if he is born in a Chandala family. Indeed, such a Chandala can deliver not only himself, but all his family predecessors. Without devotional service, even a proud Brahmana cannot deliver himself, and what to speak of his family. In many instances in the Shastras, it is seen that even a Brahmana has become a Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Mlecha, or non-Brahmana. And there are many instances of one being born a Kshatriya or Vaishya or even lower, and in the 18th year attaining salvation to the Brahminical platform by the process of initiation. Therefore, Narada Muni says, Yasya ya lakshanam proktam pumso varna vi yajnakam yat anyatrapi drishyeta tatinaiva vanirdishet. 7th Canto. It is not a fact that because one is born in a Brahmana family, he is automatically a Brahmana. He has a better chance to become a Brahmana, but unless he meets all the Brahminical qualifications, he cannot be accepted as such. On the other hand, if the Brahminical qualifications are found in the person of a Shudra, he should immediately be accepted as a Brahmana. To substantiate this, there are many quotations from Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Bharadwaj Samhita, and the Pancharatra, as well as many other scriptures. As far as the duration of life of the demigods concerning Lord Brahma, it is said, Sahasrayuga Pariyantam Arhadyat Brahmano Vidhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Tehuratra Vidojana. The duration of one day of Brahma is 1,000 times greater than the four yugas, aggregating 4,320,000 years. Similarly, Brahma's one night. Brahma lives for 100 years of such days and nights. The word vibhutayusha indicates that even if one gets a long lifespan, his lifespan is useless if he is not a devotee. A living entity is the eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord, and unless he comes to the platform of devotional service, his lifespan, good birth, glorious activities, and everything else are null and void. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manohishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadatmaya Atiswa Kadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru, Sri Yuta, Padakamalam, Sri Guru, Vaishnavamscha, Sri Rupam, Sakrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Sakratutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha, Krishna Pada, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakanditamscha, Namaum Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Nityanamine, Namaste Saraswate Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschata Deshatarine, Namaum Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati ki namine, Shri Varshavanami Devi, Daitaya Kripalaye, Krishna Sambandha Vijnana, Daine Kabale Namaha, Madhuryo Jvala Prema Jnana, Shri Rupananda Bhaktiya, Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti, Vigrahaya Namostute, Namaste Gauravani, Shri Murtaye Dinatarine, Rupanuka Virudhapa, Siddhanta Dvantaharine, Namo Gaurakishoraya, Sakshat Vairagya Murtaye, Vipralambara Sambode, Adambu Jayate Namaha, Namo Bhakti Vinodaya, Sachidananda Namine, Gora Shakti Swarupaya Rupa Duga Parayate Gora Virbhava Gomesvam Nirdesa Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Gomashvi Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpa Trudrascha Kripa Sundo Kirevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namde Gaurudvishe Nama Pancha Tatvatvatam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupatam Bhakta Vataram Bhaktakyam Mani Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratopam Lord Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarva Swapadam Boja Radha Maranamohana Divya Vrindaranya Kupadramata Srimad Ratnamgara Singhasanasta Srimad Radha Shiva Kotindade Krishna Devi Sevya Manu Smarani Srimad Rasarasarambi Vamshiva Tatastika Karshan Venu Svanir Gopir Gopinatha Sriyesunaha Taptakam Jana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsi Devyai Priyayai Keshavasya Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavatyai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinda Jai Nishinda Jai Jai Nanashinda Prahlad Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Vrinda Yada yada hitharmasya lamir bhakti bharata abhyutanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge manmana bhava madbhakto madhyajivam namaskaru mani vaishyasmi upayam atmanam matparayanaham Sarvadharman Parityaja, Mamekam Sharanam Raja, Amtam Sarva Papedro, Mokshayisham Mahashaja, Shushusha Shadadhanasya, Vasudeva Katarachi, Syan Mahatsedeya Vipra, Punyatirta Nishivana, Shrimatam Swagata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtana, Tridyatakstokhya Padrani, Vidunoti Suritsata, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Kim Janma Vistribirveha Shaukrasavitra Jagna Kahi Karma Pirva Trayi Proktai Punso Pi Vibhudayusha. A civilized human being has three kinds of births. The first birth is by a pure father and mother, and this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called Savitra. The third birth, called Jagnika, takes birth when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite the opportunities for attaining such births, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Supreme Lord. So first Prabhupada mentions the Shokra Janma, taking birth by seminal discharge, which is happening all around us at every moment. In fact, in one Buddhist text, there is a statement that if you collected all the seminal discharge for a living being during his sojourn in the material world, after many, many births, it would fill an ocean. And therefore, the natural proclivity of living entities is simply to mate, and animals do it in public. And there's some regulation for human society in various ways. But nonetheless, it's not that special. According to the Srimad Bhagavatam, one should see that it's not that special by looking around and seeing that animals have the same opportunity. Nayam deho deha bhajam riloke kashtam kama marati vidbujane. If the pigs can get it, then it's not very good. So, Shokra Janma is not held in high esteem anywhere. However, human beings have the ability as agents for change. As said in the Vedanta Sutra, the soul is an agent who can change, he can improve himself, which is evidenced by the fact that there are shastras. The Vedanta Sutra said, if the human being, if the soul in the human body could not improve himself, then what's all the shastra for? Who is it speaking to? It's speaking to the soul. Therefore, he can read it, appreciate it, and make voluntary life changes and improve himself. And therefore, in the second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sutta Goswami says, Partiva Parano Dumas Tasmanagnishtri Mayaha Tamasastura Das Tasmat Satvam Yad Pramadarshanam. The project for the human being is to raise oneself from the mode of darkness to the mode of passion to the mode of goodness. And gives the analogy that ignorance is like raw wood, passion is like smoke, which disturbs but never serves. And fire can light the Vedic sacrificial yajna, and therefore one can attain the highest benefit by that fire. And satvam yat brahmadarshanam, from the satvagun, one can have darshan of Brahman. What is the difference between matter and spirit? Which Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Kshetraknam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetri shiparata, kshetra kshetraknego jnanam, yatach jnanam atamama. In my opinion, he says, this is real knowledge, to be able to see the difference between matter and spirit. So there is a system in the Shastra for one to improve oneself, to move up from the lower modes of material nature. Having taken birth simply by seminal discharge, one can receive the initiation from a spiritual master and improve oneself. And the process of initiation is just that, it's a process. There's a way in which one must prepare oneself for being initiated. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in a poem called, in an essay called Pancha Samskar, names five distinct aspects of initiation: tapa, pundra, nama, mantra, yoga, which are also referred to in this purport indirectly. In that first stage, tapa, in South India, those from South India know that upon receiving the diksha, one takes the hot firebrand on one's arm and the signs of Vishnu. Anyone have that? South Indians? One, two, okay. A couple were branded with the signs of Vishnu. This is tapa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says tapa means that one must begin to understand and accept the fact that one's work in the material world has not been very beneficial. and lament the fact that one is stayed in the material world, and turn one's mind towards devotional service, performing austerity rather than trying to enjoy the material world. Pandra means that one then begins to show oneself as a Vaishnava or Vaishnavi by wearing Urva Pundra. This tilak sign is the sign of a progressive human being. Means the body is purified, it's being engaged in the Lord's service, Pandra. Then he says after Pandra comes Nama. One receives the holy name of the Lord and from a bona fide spiritual master, and also receives a new name, Das or Dasi. Jeev Krishna Das Abhi Shwas Kole Tor Artuko Nai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if you simply accept this one thing, that I am a servant of Krishna, then you'll have no more dukkha, no more unhappiness in your life. You accept one thing. Jeev Krishna Das Abhi Shwas. If you have faith in this one thing. Kole Tor Artuko Nai. No more unhappiness. So in Nama, one accepts the name Das or Dasi as an eternal servant of the Lord. He begins to chant the holy name of the Lord. What is this accepting of the holy name, the Hare Krishna mantra? As it's said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the holy name doesn't wait for initiation. It's not required. In order to advance in spiritual life, the holy name is free and independent. It doesn't need, one doesn't need initiation. You can chant the holy name of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned this to the residents of Kulinagram. However, in explaining this verse, Srila Prabhupada, quoting Jiva Goswami, says that in the age of Kali it is necessary. Because, as Prabhupada mentions in this purport, in the age of Kali, people are born in very low circumstances. And therefore, to remain steady in the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one must also purify oneself by initiation and take up the panchatric process, which is a regulated life, a way in which one regulates the senses around worshipping the deity. And therefore, the senses remain pure, and one can continue to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And furthermore, our acharyas, particularly Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, has said that if one can accept the holy name from a Vaishnava guru, but one does not do so, and says that, what do I need a guru for? I'll just chant myself. Such a person is committing the third offense in the chanting of the holy name, Guru Bhagya. And therefore, he will not progress in the process of chanting Hare Krishna very far, as he's making an aparadha. Therefore, it is the opinion of our acharyas that in order to properly chant the Hare Krishna mantra, which is free and available to everyone, one should accept initiation from a Vaishnava guru in order to make advancement in that process. And then after Nama comes mantra. Mantra means to receive the Diksha mantras, which are esoteric mantras revealed through various sages. The mantras themselves are eternal, but in various times of history, they're revealed through the minds and hearts of sages who are deep in meditation. It simply appears there. And then they present the mantra to the outside world. We have a collection of those mantras which have been passed down through our disciplic line. And one who has qualified him or herself can accept those mantras. And from the basis of those mantras, one can then begin yaga, which means to worship the deity. Out of the 64 items of devotional service, 5 are mentioned by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sanatana Goswami as being particularly potent, and of the 5, deity worship is 1. So it's essential for one to continue the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to receive the Nam and Mantra Diksha to make progress. Now, Srila Prabhupada brings up in this purport a very important point, that one who begins chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra becomes qualified as a Brahmana. How is this? The holy name of Krishna, of course, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto Binadvam Nama Namino is a Chintamani stone. And fulfills the desires of everyone. It's completely pure. Anyone who's in contact with the holy name becomes purified. How purified and how quickly one becomes purified is a very important aspect of our philosophy. Therefore, Prabhupada brings it up over and over again and has mentioned in this purport that there are numerous shastric references to support the point that anyone who begins chanting Hare Krishna or simply says Hare Krishna one time is eligible as a Brahmana. Everyone please say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Devahuti Yanavadeha Shravanadu Kirtana Yapravana Yasmaranat Apikuchi Shvadho Visadya Savanaya Kalpate Kunak Putaste Bhagavan Mudarshana. She says to her son, Kapiladeva, that one who is engaged in the process of chanting the holy name and the other aspects of devotional service, hearing, chanting, etc., even if born as a shvapacha, becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifice. What to speak, she says then, of someone who's seen the Lord directly? How qualified is that person? And then she almost repeats the same thing. Aho vata shva pachato gariyan yam jiva gre vartate namatubhyam te pusta paste juhuhu sasna arya brahmana churnama grananti ye te. Oh, how wonderful it is, she says, that even if someone vibrates with the tip of their tongue and only one time, Hare Krishna. Everyone please say Hare Krishna. That person is understood to have performed all kinds of Vedic preparatory, purificatory ceremonies. That person has understood to have traveled to all the holy places of pilgrimage. And how soon do they become qualified to take up Vedic sacrifice? Satya, immediately. Immediately. Sometimes smarta brahmanas will say, one may begin to chant the holy name of the Lord, and this will prepare one for one's next life as a brahmana. No. The shastras say no. The acharyas say no. Immediately one becomes qualified, even with the tip of the tongue, one begins to vibrate the holy name of the Lord. Ajamil, for example, simply uttered the name Narayan of the sun, innocently, without offense. He was not calling for the Lord to help him, relieve him of his sins. He simply innocently called his son Narayan. And even the first time he said the name Narayan, he became free, liberated from his sinful reactions. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur then says, well, what about all the sins he committed after that? And he answers, those were not really sins. His sins had been eradicated, and Krishna had then begun protecting him after his single utterance of Narayan. And therefore, at the time of death, again when he chanted Narayan, the Vishnu Dutas came and rescued Ajamil, who had become eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Of course, after some purification some extra sadhana that he did before he proceeded back home, back to Godhead. So the qualification of one who chants Hare Krishna is that even if he's born in a low family and the usual reference is shvapacha, dog eater, and Rupa Goswami and the Bhaktarasamrita Sindhu says, it doesn't mean that someone accidentally one time ate a dog. It means that he or she comes from that family that sits down for Thanksgiving dinner and has dog. From that background, one becomes purified immediately, and Prabhupada mentions in his purport the process of eradication of sinful activities, which is a verse from the Padma Purana, which is said, aparada palam papam kuto bijam palomukam karminaiva pradiyante vishnupakti ratapanam. And that means that karminaiva pradiyante, step by step, all the sinful reactions of a person who is engaged in devotional service are eradicated, including prarabdha karma. Prarabdha karma means my present karma that is now manifest because of my past sinful activities. I have a body, I'm walking around in it, it's proof. That becomes purified by the process of chanting Hare Krishna and engaging in devotional service. And how? Kramenaiva means step by step. That all of the phases of karma, the kuta, the bija, the aprarabdha and the prarabdha, all these aspects, manifest, unmanifest, about to be manifest, are destroyed by the process of chanting Hare Krishna. And then someone might ask, that in what order are they destroyed? And Jiva Goswami answers that just as when one strings a bunch of lotus leaves in making a garland with a long needle and pushes them through, one may say it started on this one and it ended on this one, but practically it's simultaneous. The needle just goes through. And therefore, the process of chanting Hare Krishna under the care of a Vaishnava guru is also mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Mandya Lila, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially in the story in which Sanatana Goswami had decided to commit suicide because his body was filled with oozing sores, having drunk bad water in the Jarikanda forest on the way to Jagannath Puri. He came to render service to the Lord, and now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was embracing him, and Sanatana Goswami thought, now I'm just making aparadhas by my oozing sores touching the body of the Lord. And now what should I do? I think that I will commit suicide. How? When the Rath Yatra comes, in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will jump in front of the wheel of Lord Jagannath's cart. And in this way, I'll have a glorious death. He kept it to himself. But one day, while he was with Haridas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as he did every day to see Haridas and Sanatana Goswami and Jagannath Puri. He suddenly said to Sanatana, I don't approve of your committing suicide, your idea to commit suicide. At that time, Sanatana Goswami could understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is omniscient. Mahaprabhu said, you've given me your body. Now, what is your character? You want to throw it away? He said to Haridas Thakur, what is the character of a person who gives away another's property? It's not yours, it's my body. I need it to spread Krishna consciousness. I need you to go to Vrindavan, to reveal Krishna's pastimes, to write books, to show where the Leela Sthans are. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that the body of a devotee is not material. Dikshakali bhakta kariyatma samarpan shekali krishnatari kariyatma sam. He said, when one fully surrenders, and diksha means full surrender, when one fully surrenders to the spiritual master and says, I will give up now my own will and I'm going to follow your will, which is the will of the Shastra, which is Krishna's will. This is Atma Samarpan. One gives oneself to Krishna and says, I give up. No more riding on the mental chariot. I'm following you. Then Krishna says, that person is as good as me. I accept him. I'll protect him. And no longer does he have a material body, but he has a sarakadeha, or the spiritual body of a practitioner who's on his way back home, back to God. And Prabhupada, in this section of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, asks us to refer to the Brihat Bhagavatamrita to confirm this statement. And in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, there's extensive commentary by Siddhanta Goswami showing that the living entity takes on a Sakchidananda body when he goes back to Vaikuntha, but says that even while practicing devotional service in the material world, the body is spiritual, not material. Rupa Goswami, Iha yasya hare dasye kanamana manasa gita, nikila apyabhasdastu jivan mukta subuchite. Even while in this body, Rupa Goswami says, one who is fully engaged in devotional service of the Lord is a liberated soul, and his body is not to be considered material. Therefore, it is possible for a person who is shvapacha, born from a very low background, to immediately become qualified to worship the deity. Otherwise, it would not be possible unless the prarabdha, the currently manifest karma, became purified. Because a person with a material conception of life and a material body cannot touch the deity, cannot enter into the deity kitchen and cook for the Lord, as Prabhupada is mentioning here, must become purified. So then Prabhupada mentions that our Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant to give anyone who has the slightest inclination to move forward in spiritual life entrance into this process through Pancharatrik Vidhi initiation. Which means that if someone shows a little inclination, but maybe not so qualified yet, they're given a chance to move forward in devotional service, knowing that by the process, one will come to the highest level of devotional service, simply by chanting Hare Krishna and following the Pancharatrik Vidhi simultaneously, like two tracks. One is Bhagavat Marg, the chanting of Hare Krishna, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam's spontaneous devotional service. And the other is Pancharatrik Vidhi, which means the rules and regulations of performing deity worship, coming into the temple, ringing the bell, bowing down, scheduled measurement, and performing all the other regulations that go around deity worship. These two things have to go on simultaneously. Then one can very easily move forward in devotional service and become perfect. So those are a few opening comments, and now we'll take any questions or comments just to consider, continue the dialogue. Please.
Hare Krishna, thank you for giving wonderful class. Actually, I have one question. I heard it many times that Prabhupada mentions in Prabhupada many sanskara are there, like Garbhadhan sanskara, Jatram sanskara. So, can you explain it? What it is, Garbhadhan sanskara?
Garbhadhan sanskara is before the parents conceive a child, they must purify their consciousness. And Prabhupada gave a specific process, which is that they must both chant, the husband and wife must chant 50 rounds, and then they conceive the child. There may be other kinds of rules and regulations for the Garbhadhan Samskara, but that was Prabhupada's specific prescription. At the time of conception, there's a way in which the consciousness of the parents will determine the consciousness of the child. It's a very subtle science, Krishna consciousness. But living entities are very subtle. They're beyond the senses, they're above the mind, they're above the intelligence. The most subtle is the soul. And we're sentient beings, we're very sensitive. And when moving around from one place to another, from one body to the next, there's a way in which the purified soul is attracted to a pure environment. And without that, the environment is not purified and the soul will be contaminated. Does that help? Okay.
Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, one question regarding the chanting, like in Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if anyone chants Aparat Yukta now, it would take 3 lifetimes to go back to Godhead. And if anyone chants Naam Avas Yukta now, it would take 2 lifetimes. And if anyone chants pure holy name, it would take 1 lifetime to go back to Godhead. But Prabhupada says that we can go back we can go back to Godhead in this very lifetime. So can you explain it?
Yes, we should chant the pure name and then you can go back to Godhead. Not that just by casual chanting or by offensive chanting or inattentive chanting, one becomes purified very quickly. It takes many, many lifetimes. And therefore, it's important not just to chant Hare Krishna, but also to consciously avoid the offenses against the holy name. If one does that, then Krishna helps one in all regards.
One more question. There is one sloka is like this, that Ek bar Ram name jato paap hore, patokir sadhya nahi toto paap kore. It's Bengali. And the meaning of this verse is like this, that if anyone chants the name of Lord Rama once, then throughout this material existence, whatever sin he has done, is all will be banished. So although we have been chanting for many years, we could not even chant one single holy name.
You couldn't chant one single holy name? You just did. I just heard you say Rama. So what's the question?
Miss Krishna, still our sinful reaction are there.
No, this is not sinful reaction. As mentioned in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 14th chapter, Lord Brahma in his prayers to Lord Krishna says, Tate anukampam susunikshamanu punjane vatmakritam vipakam hridvagvapur virvidadam namaste jiveta yogukti padesadaya pakam. He tells of the quintessential attitude of the devotee, and that is that I will always hope for the causeless mercy of the Lord, and at the same time, I will tolerate whatever kinds of sinful reactions come to me because of my own past bad misdeeds. Tate anukampam susumikshamana punjana evatma kritam vipakam. Vipakam, you've heard of kumbhipaka, right? Who's heard of kumbhipaka? Raise your hand. Kumbhipaka is hell. Not a very nice place. People get boiled alive there. Boiled alive in kumbhipaka. So this word vipakam has an indirect reference to the fact that the devotee is saying that I've cooked myself. In America we say you're cooked in your own juices. So the devotee thinks, I've committed so many sinful activities in this material world. I created the situation I'm in. This is a very important point, that the devotee has to take full responsibility. One can't resent the principle, Prabhupada says in the Bhagavad Gita 3:31, Ye me matam idam nityam. In that purport of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada says that one may not be able to fully discharge the regulations of devotional service, but if he doesn't resent the principle and goes on faithfully performing devotional service, he'll come to the perfect stage. So one should not say, I can't perform devotional service, therefore everyone else must be bogus too. I can't follow, therefore those other people are probably faking it. Those Mangalarti going, 16 round chanting, etc., etc. But one should accept that whatever situation I'm in now, I caused it. Nobody else caused it. I'm cooking in whatever I set up. I put the pot up, I jumped in, I turned on the heat. Now who to blame? In fact, the Avadhuta Brahman, the Avanti Brahman says, if you bite your tongue, who can you blame? Nobody else but yourself. So then, this person who simply tolerates whatever reactions are coming from past sinful activities is Sadayabhak, means he's the inheritor of the kingdom of God. That's the person who goes back to Godhead. He accepts whatever comes and goes on chanting Hare Krishna, said, I accept it's my fault. Now in the purport, Prabhupada quotes Srila Sridhar Swami, the great Bhagavatam commentator of old, and who says that the first duty of a rich man's son is to stay alive. Because if he simply stays alive, he'll inherit the wealth of his father. And then he says, it may appear that a devotee who surrendered and begun the process of chanting Hare Krishna is getting some sinful reactions. Not so, he says. These are not sinful reactions. For one who has once surrendered, now he's getting Krishna's mercy. And Krishna's mercy comes in a customized form. The reactions that he gets are chosen particularly by Krishna to divest the devotee of his last vestiges of desire to enjoy the material world. Therefore, it's a nice prayer to make. Krishna, I don't know what's good for me. You do whatever you like. That's risky, isn't it? The other day, we said that prayer before going on Govardhan Parikram, and one of the devotees said, that's pretty heavy. I leave it up to you, Krishna. Do whatever you like. You know what's best. So, Sridhar Swami confirms that it's not sinful reaction coming to a devotee. It's Krishna saying and nudging, please go out of this material world. I take it as Krishna's, as some kind of horrific thing happening. Which reminds me of something that happened to me in California at my house. I was in my garden in the backyard. And it was a summer day. And I saw a bird fly into the house, which is never a good idea. Birds inside houses are not happy birds. So I ran into the house to free the bird from the kitchen. And I opened all the windows and said, bird, fly out. And he looked at me and he said, you're trying to kill me. And he flew into the next room, which is the temple room. So I opened all the windows in the temple room and I said, bird, there's your freedom, fly out. And he looked at me, you're following me. And he flew into the living room. And from each room, I kept flinging open all the windows. And he looked at me with terror in his eyes. And he said, you're trying to kill me. And then he finally went full circle the whole house and went out the window. And afterwards, I was thinking, I'm that little bird. Krishna's opening windows everywhere, here, there, and giving opportunities for purification. I'm thinking, why are you doing this to me? You're trying to kill me. I don't deserve this. But it's his kindness only that he gives the devotee opportunity to realize once and for all that this material world is not at home. And that's necessary. One must fully give up the most subtle, even most subtle desire within the heart that I'm going to stay here. There may be a way that I can make an arrangement in this material world where I can actually be happy. And this is an offense against the holy name, maintaining material affections even after understanding so many instructions on the matter. Another question? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you mentioned that on practicing sadhana level also, we get a spiritual body just by uttering Hare Krishna once. So how can we appreciate, how can we understand this point? It does not click.
You can understand it from Shastra. As does the Acharyas say that the Shastra would not say that a Shvapacha becomes eligible to perform Vedic sacrifice unless the Prarabdha was purified. It's not possible. And therefore, through Shastra, you can understand how by chanting Hare Krishna, one takes on purified form, he becomes qualified.
How can we appreciate at our level?
How can you appreciate what?
That we have a spiritual body now.
How can you appreciate at your level that you have a spiritual body? By taking the example of the rod that's put into a fire. As Prabhupada said, the iron rod put into the fire becomes hot, hotter, and then red hot. And then it becomes fire. So similarly, one who's fully engaged in the service of the Lord becomes fire-like. And one can experience this for oneself. This is the fire of yajna. If you engage in constant devotional service without any stoppage, then you'll experience for yourself that you're becoming illumined by knowledge, that your senses are becoming purified. It's a direct experience. Bhakti Parishana Bhava Virati Ranyantra Traishatrika Ekukala. Bhakti Manasya Yatasyanastu Stusti Pusha Shudapanayon Gasam. Kavi Yogendra says that when a hungry person eats food, his hunger goes away, he becomes nourished, satisfied. And he knows for himself, no one has to give him the certificate and say, now you're becoming happy, satisfied. So similarly, Bhakti Parishana Bhava. There's natural bhakti comes out from the heart. One is engaged in the process of devotional service. One who surrenders, feels reciprocation from the Lord within the heart. Anubhava means he sees it for himself directly. He can witness how the energies are working. And he becomes detached from all of the things that are not related to Krishna. Asango Gyayam Purusha, we have nothing to do with this material world. Who can realize that? Someone who's engaged in devotional service, they can say, that's not for me, I have nothing to do with that anymore. What a relief. My only business is to engage in devotional service. So it's to be experienced by the person directly.
I was wondering, you mentioned something about resentment and finding the balance, really, fake it to make it, and not resenting. You quoted Srila Prabhupada saying,
so, you quoted fake it to make it? I didn't say that.
No, they didn't say that.
Just for the record, I never said that. No, it's not a matter of faking anything. It's a matter of being sincere. Sincere comes from the word sincere, which means without wax. It comes from Rome, when they discovered marble. And the marble was most valuable when it didn't have cracks. And the quarry collectors who were taking the marble out of the ground realized that it was more valuable, the white marble with no cracks. So they'd find someone with a crack, they'd put wax in it. They'd cut it out a little bit, and they'd put wax in, so it looked like... Of course, on a hot day after the building went up, then you see all the cracks come out. So sincere, sincere, means without wax. You don't try to fake it. I saw in the Parikram Mark several times something that amused me very much over in Govardhan. There are people that make their living over there. They fake this leprosy or some kind of weird thing. So there must be some leprosy cream you can buy at the local store, because you put it on your arm or your face, and then you go, and you know, it's kind of obvious what it is to most people, but a little cream you put on there and it looks like your skin is being eaten away. And you know, they come out and they camp out for a little while, and then everyone throws them a few rupees, and then they wipe it off and go home. This is not sincere. This is faking it. So if one simply accepts, according to this purport, probably, that I don't have the strength right now, but I fully appreciate the principle that if I continue, I have full faith that the power is in the holy name and it's coming through the Vaishnavas. If I continue, then I'll attain complete success by Krishna's mercy. And simply go on with that. And don't think that because I can't attain a certain level right now, that I'm resentful that others have attained that, or that the Shastra is insisting on so many things. Be who you are. And act in the level you're at now, and be sincere. And then Krishna will come and get you. He'll move you up to the next level automatically. And thank you very much, because now we're going to have a gigantic yajna here. Many devotees, this is a good verse for today, are being initiated today. And also, some are taking sannyas today or tomorrow? Tomorrow. So today, initiation is taking place. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, ki Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman. Hey, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.